This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in this morning, Speaker Kevin McCarthy is directing a House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden over his family's business dealings. McCarthy said a House investigation has found a culture of corruption around the Biden family. That's just in. Danilo Cavalcante, that escaped killer in Pennsylvania, is still out there somewhere. And now he's got a rifle. The AP's Julie Walker.
Killer got into a garage Monday night on Coventryville Road and stole a rifle, says Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
He grabbed a .22 rifle that was leaning in the corner of the garage. The homeowner drew a pistol and fired at Cavalcante as he fled with the rifle.
Bivens doesn't believe Cavalcante was shot. A new perimeter has been set up with more resources.
He is in that perimeter, and we will actively hunt until we find him.
Police checkpoints were set up, roads closed, along with at least one school district. I'm Julie Walker.
The leading decongestant used by millions who are trying to get rid of a stuffy nose is likely no better than a dummy pill. That's according to government experts. FDA advisors voted unanimously this morning against the effectiveness of the ingredient found in popular versions of Sudafed, Allegra, Dayquil, and other medications sold on pharmacy shelves. The U.S. has a warning for Russia and North Korea as the leaders of both nations meet in Russia. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I will remind both countries that any transfer of arms from North Korea to Russia would be in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. And we, of course, have aggressively enforced our sanctions against entities that fund Russia's war effort, and we will continue to enforce those sanctions and will not hesitate to impose new sanctions if appropriate.
This is AP News. She didn't win the White House, but she'll be there today. Hillary Clinton, the AP's Sagar Magani, with this story.
Hillary Clinton returns to the White House today in yet another role. In the waning days of her husband's second term, the then First Lady was nostalgic about the mansion.
We're trying to stay awake 24 hours a day so that we can relish every single minute.
Clinton returned often, first as a senator and then Secretary of State, and counseled Michelle Obama in 2009.
I know a little bit about the role.
Clinton has not been back to the White House since the Obama years, staying away during Donald Trump's turn. She'll return today to join First Lady Jill Biden in announcing recipients of a Global Arts Prize, an event the Clintons first celebrated in the mansion 29 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.